You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Researchers in the College of Engineering at Oregon State University have developed a quick-setting, environmentally friendly alternative to concrete. They hope it can someday be used to rapidly 3D print homes and infrastructure. Joining the exchange to tell us more is Dr. Devin Roach, an assistant professor at OSU's College of Engineering. Welcome to the exchange, Professor.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with a bit about your background and your role at Oregon State.
Yeah, so my name is Devin Roach, assistant professor at Oregon State, and I got my PhD at Georgia Institute of Technology, and I did a postdoc and worked for a little while at Sandia National Laboratories in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And at Oregon State University, I researched 3D printing of new materials, whether they're ceramics, plastics, or metals.
And how long have you been there?
I've been at Oregon State for about 2 years now.
So tell me about the team that you work with.
So I work with a team of students from all levels, all the way from the undergraduate level through postdoctoral scholars. So we have a team of graduate researchers getting their master's degrees, as well as graduate researchers getting their PhDs as well.
Well, I want to get to your team's discovery in a moment, which could be disruptive to the concrete industry. But let's start with the problem that you're addressing. How is concrete bad for the environment?
Yeah, that's a great question, and one that I don't think a lot of people know about. Concrete contributes to about 8% of global CO2 emissions just from the production of concrete. That doesn't even account for the transportation of the concrete from the place that it's made to the construction site.
How is that possible?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's just a very highly emitting process to create the concrete. It releases very specific gases as the material is being produced, and it's just something we've done for forever, and it's something that's worked. So we've never really addressed this problem.
Well, when you say it's worked, what are the beneficial properties of concrete, and why have we used it for so long?
Yeah, that's a great question. So concrete is a combination of aggregate. So think things like rocks or soil mixed with cement. And cement is the sort of binding agent that holds all of that together. And essentially what you do is you take the cement and the aggregate and you combine them together to make concrete. And this creates an incredibly strong building material that can be deployed relatively quickly and easily at the point of construction.
Okay, so you just taught me something. Cement is combined with a bunch of different kinds of rocks, which you call aggregate, I assume.
Yep.
Okay, so cement and this aggregate of rocks are combined, and they provide this hard surface, this hard material. What is cement?
That's right.
Doctor, what is cement?
Cement. So cement is a combination of various earthen materials. You can think about things like limestone, clay, and other minerals that they harden when they mix together with water. One of the most common types of cement is called Portland cement, actually. And that's a misnomer. It's not actually developed here in Portland.
Why is it called Portland cement?
That's a great question that I'll have a civil engineer answer. I'm not sure.
Okay. So we have all of this combination of rocks and cement all over our infrastructure, all over our nation. And you're saying to me that it's causing problems with climate change. It's contributing to the ongoing frequency and severity of weather changes in our climate, and you have a solution to resolve
that. That's right. So, yeah, in our lab, we've developed a concrete or sort of cement alternative, which is primarily based on soil. So it's about 70% soil. and other materials such as straw, in this case from hemp, as well as a novel binder material that we developed, which can actually harden incredibly quickly. And this is actually the key to our new material. So traditional cement-based concrete takes around 7 days to harden and then about a full month to be actually structural, whereas our material immediately hardens and then can be structural in just a couple of days.
Okay, and you say this is derived from soil and hemp.
It's primarily soil, yep, and then hemp is one of the aggregates that we add, similar to cement-based concrete.
And where do you get the hemp?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our work was actually funded by the Global Hemp Innovation Center here at Oregon State University. And their main goal is to use the byproducts of hemp production or marijuana production, because essentially as you're producing the key component of marijuana, the flower, there's a ton of extra byproduct. About 80% of the plant gets wasted. So we're actually trying to find a use for that plant material, and it helps us in our concrete alternative.
Okay, so let me see if I got this straight. Here in Oregon,
we threw a lot of things into a mix.
I know. So we have this production of marijuana throughout the state. For recreational purposes, for medicinal purposes, for whatever purposes. And what you're telling me is that in that production process, the vast majority of material is wasted. And so you found a useful way to apply that waste product.
That's exactly right. Yes.
That's amazing. And so now you've taken that waste product and you've come up with some sort of material that can quickly harden, quickly cure, much faster than concrete, is more environmentally friendly than concrete, and you can deploy it through 3D printers. So now you have to tell me about 3D printing.
That's right. So that's another key aspect of this work, is that we figured out how to 3D print this material. And, you know, let me back up really quickly. So one of the reasons we're talking about 3D printing is because we're facing, you know, a global housing crisis. Zillow estimates that we are around 4.7 million houses short of current demand. And so one of the methods to build infrastructure, build houses quickly, is 3D printing of cement-based concrete. I think many people have seen videos of 3D printed homes. They even have 3D printed Starbucks now. So They've started to implement these around the country. But one of the problems with this is that it takes, again, like I mentioned, it takes a very long time for those 3D printed cement-based concrete structures to cure. So despite the fact that 3D printing is quick, it's relatively easy, it still takes a long time for that to harden. And so what we've done is we've figured out how to take our concrete alternative or our cement-based concrete alternative and 3D print it. And it can then be hardened immediately, like I discussed before. And so we can basically 3D print the entire structure in just one day, whereas the previous structures can take many, many months.
Okay, hang on a second. When you say you can 3D print an entire structure in one day, give me a sense of what that structure looks like.
Yeah, you know, that's a bold claim. And, you know, I would say we're still working on making that happen. But we think that can happen. Maybe that's the key point, is we think we can 3D print an entire structure in one day.
My guest is Dr. Yeah. Devin Roach. He's an assistant professor in the College of Engineering at Oregon State University. His team has developed a substitute for concrete that can someday be used in 3D printing homes and infrastructure. So it is a bold statement to say that you can print an entire structure in a single day. But there are factories that are manufacturing parts for homes, and they're assembling them like Lego pieces on site, and they can do that in a relatively short time. Can your 3D printing be used in that process in some way?
Yeah, that's a great question. We definitely think that one of the key advantages of our material is that it can be used to make blocks incredibly quickly that can then be deployed to build homes. Now, traditional concrete-based cement blocks take up to a month to harden, whereas ours can harden in a matter of just a few days.
So do we still make homes out of concrete?
We absolutely still make homes out of concrete. You can think about masonry blocks. A lot of people, especially not just in the United States, I think many people know that in the United States we use a lot of wood construction, but throughout the world, it's actually still the most common building material is to use these mason blocks, these concrete blocks to build homes.
So when I think of a home built out of concrete or a concrete block, I don't think of anything architecturally appealing. How is 3D printing using your process applicable to architecturally appealing style homes?
Yeah, so one of the advantages of our material as well is that because it hardens immediately after it comes out of the 3D printer, we can make these free-form structures, so sort of self-supporting, freestanding structures that can be incredibly appealing to the eye, I would say, and it allows the designer to essentially design any structure that they can conceive of and 3D print it. Now, we just have to test and make sure that it stands, but essentially you have free-form design capabilities.
So is that just for the structure itself? What about some of the internal elements and components?
Yeah, so we can 3D print your kitchen table if you'd like. we can 3D print pillars, you know, within the house. We can 3D print rooms and enclosures, and essentially construct the house from the outside in.
So you can construct furniture?
If you'd like some furniture, we can do that for you. I do think that what we're focusing on is the infrastructure aspect of this material. We're trying to make housing as quickly as possible, and then you can choose your favorite furniture, I guess.
What about roads?
I think that's a great question. And something that we're exploring now in the lab is, can we use this material as sort of a patch material? So let's say there's a pothole in the road that pops up overnight and we need to fill it. We can actually put our material in the road and we can harden it immediately and it can be ready to be driven on, pretty much immediately. So I think one area that we are going to begin focusing on more is rapid repair of existing structures using this material.
Okay, so your team has produced a study on this material. What's the next step to get to the marketplace?
Yeah, so the next step for us is figuring out if this can be scaled. Again, a bold claim of mine is that we can 3D print a house in a day. Well, we actually want to put that to the test. So we're looking at scaling up this material and the 3D printing process to actually infrastructure-sized buildings.
Okay, and what is the potential market impact?
The market impact could be huge. I mean, we're talking about replacing one of the largest, most commonly used materials in the world. And so the market impact can be dramatic. Even if we take just a tiny percent of the market, we can really become a big player in the field of infrastructure materials.
Have you put any monetary measure to it?
We have not so far. You know, we're looking to start a company here in the next few months, but we think this can definitely be a multi-billion-dollar industry. Already the concrete industry is in the billions. So again, if we hundreds of billions. So if we just take a small percentage of that, even like I said, 1%, we can still be a billion-dollar, you know, area. Infrastructure materials are huge.
Have you talked to any of the competitors out there to see if they would be interested in partnering with you?
Yeah, Icon is a 3D printing of cement-based concrete company, and they're one of the most well-known. They have contracts with the government. They've built a ton of homes in Texas, and we've discussed with them about using our material, and we hope to get that going in the next year or so.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Professor.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
My guest was Dr. Devin Roach, a mechanical engineer from Oregon State University.